I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian DeAugustine. He's the superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. We talked about his recent trip to Cleveland as part of a delegation representing the community to Cleveland Cliffs Incorporated, encouraging them to reopen the Empire Mine in Marquette County. He talked about why it was important to be a part of the delegation and how it relates to the school district. He also shared an update on some of the upcoming sinking fund projects that will be making upgrades at the school. Here's more with Nice Community School Superintendent Brian DeAugustine.
I was invited down by Cleveland Cliffs Incorporated, and I went down with five other people from our area: Amy Klickner from the LSCP, Brett French from UPCO, Mark Sloan from the city of Ishpeming, Sarah Cambinzi from the 109th District, and then Jim Kochever, who's the general manager of Michigan Operations.
And you were there to discuss the possible reopening of the Empire Mine property by Cliffs. Tell me a little bit about how it went.
Lorenzo Gonsalves, who is the CEO and president of Cliffs, came up in February. He mentioned that Cliffs was trying to make a decision whether to develop a property in Minnesota or potentially reopen the Empire Mine. And obviously, you know, we're aware that it's going to be a business decision, right? But we felt that trying to, you know, help establish that relationship or continue that relationship, because Cliffs is such an important part of our regional family, that maybe if it's close, we can help push it over the edge.
Well, I was going to ask you about that in terms of the school district, the Nice Community Schools, and where you are located. You're right in the thick of this, and that has some definite vested interest for you in terms of the district.
Absolutely. You know, of course, Empire Mine resides in Richmond Township in Negaunee, but, you know, just for us, for instance, 60 of our students, their families directly worked at the Empire Mine operations.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at it regionally, about 156 students' families were invested in the Empire Mine. So it affects all of us, and it's really important, you know, to maintain that partnership and to keep Cliffs as part of our school family. It's just I can't put enough words on it to express the importance.
Now, you've always said, though, in the conversations we've had, and I know you've done stuff in the district with Cliffs, they're a good community partner for you in the school district, but also beyond those boundaries.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, for instance, we renovated our Westwood High School theater a few years ago, and, you know, Cliffs donated $50,000 to that, and they partnered with Eagle Mine, who donated another $50,000. So, you know, to have that heritage, to have that, you know, community partnership with a business like Cliffs, it's just really important to us. I can't stress enough how generous they've been to the schools. In general, just their existence makes our students' lives, our lives better.
I do find it interesting that they took the time to meet with you, because honestly, in terms of business decisions, they didn't have to do that.
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of a funny thing. We were sort of chuckling on the way down, you know, so a chairman of a $2 billion plus corporation was and did give us an hour and a half of his time. And even his team said that's very unusual. So we felt really encouraged by that. You know, we seemed to have a good rapport with him, a good relationship with CEO Gonsalves, and it felt like a really positive meeting.
Well, we're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. You do have some projects on the way. You talked about a moment ago the renovation of the theater and whatnot. You're always doing things in the district. What are some of the key ones that are getting started now?
Yes, so we have some upcoming sinking fund projects, and that's a fund that's supported by our community, which we really appreciate. It brings in a nice chunk of revenue every year to help us keep our campus beautified. And we're going to be remodeling the main entrance at Westwood High School. So we'll tear out the old sidewalks that you can see. They're 40 years old. They've been pitted by salt and foot traffic and plowing. And those will be all brand new with a totally revamped entrance. And the sidewalks will be heated, so that'll help us save money on snow removal, because they'll be snow free all year. We're going to bring out the 40-year-old wooden bleachers from Westwood High School and replace them. And a lot of people think, well, that's for athletics, but that's not necessarily true, because we hold concerts in that venue that brings in 1,500 people a show. Mm-hmm. We hold our graduation inside our Westwood High School gymnasium, so it affects a lot more than just athletic events.
And then there's a few other renovations as well that are in the works.
Absolutely, yes. We're going to totally bulldoze under the Aspen Ridge Playground, with the exception of a few well-loved pieces of equipment that we'll keep and reinstall.
Sure.
But we'll rebuild the playground from the dirt up, and that should be great for the Aspen Ridge kids, and it'll just be a nice new space. We're going to we're talking about adding some lighting out there, because the mornings get pretty dark, obviously in the UP in the winter, and our kids go out unless it's really cold or just really a blizzard out. So that'll be nice for them to have a nice new space.
And you've got various renovations to practice fields. And I also see that with some of the notes here that you provided me, you know, prior sinking fund projects include the theater that we just discussed, but media centers and a few of that. And this is all thanks to the support of the community.
It really is. Yes. You know, the fund brings in around $1 million, a little more each year. And then so in the summertime, we are just, you know, have this incredible ability to make sure that our facilities are up to date and that our kids feel as though they have a great place to learn. And our school's really important to our community as well, because, you know, we are a consolidated district that takes up 700 square miles of the western part of Marquette County. So it really is a community center. And, you know, speaking of the mines, or, you know, sometimes the townships, or like the Dead Rivers Campers Association, they come and use our facilities for meetings and for events.
Right.
And it just is a really important part of our life on the West End.
That's the comments of Nice Community Schools Superintendent Brian DeAugustine. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.